Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Welcome back to Evolution of a Snake, the Taylor Swift podcast. I'm Zach.
And I'm Madeline.
And today we are going to be reacting to Swiftie thoughts on whether Taylor Swift should win Album of the Year for the Torture Poets Department. We are sick of hearing every other fandom's take on it. We've heard you. We know that you hate it. We know that you want it to die. We know that you don't want it to win. So thanks for sharing. But today we're going to touch in with the fan base.
Today we're going to talk to the people that we care to hear from. Not, you know, it's not true that we always like to hear from the Swifties, but sometimes we do. Sometimes we'd like to take some comments from the Swifties, take a page out of the Swiftie book and see what they're thinking.
It should be noted that this is, of course, Phone a Snake, where you call in with your questions and we answer them. And we are only selecting these questions from our pool of people that subscribe to the Patreon. So it's important to remember that this might not necessarily be indicative of how all the Swifties feel about this, right? But this is how the best and the smartest Swifties feel about this.
Right. Period.
That is your vibe. And if you want to submit to Phone a Snake, you simply have to go to patreon.com/cryptologist, and you can get also a bonus episode of Phone a Snake every week. We're going to do another one answering more of the juicy questions after this. And you know what? We're also going on tour. I don't know if you heard about this, but the Snares Tour is coming to a city near you. 10 shows, evolutionofsnake.com for tickets, low ticket warning, DC, Boston, LA, and NYC. Come on, get your ass up and go to the Snares Tour.
Otherwise, there will be consequences. I can't say what they are, but there will be consequences. So watch
harsh,
out.
Harsh, strict, lawful. Or maybe not lawful.
Unlawful, completely. Chaotic, evil.
You'll see. So, well, I guess we should start with our own kind of takes on whether Tortured Poets should win Album of the Year. Madeline, take it away.
Oh, I didn't realize we were doing this. Okay. So I just talked about this because I just recorded a Liz Review episode that's coming out. It'll be out by the time you're seeing this. I shouldn't say it's going to be out. You should go listen to that, by the way. The Liz Review, .substack.com, or it's on Spotify. So you can go listen to this full thing and hear me talking ad nauseum about all of the nominees, blah, 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 because I just did my predictions. In any event, for Tortured Poets, where did I put her? When I was like looking at the nominees and I was thinking to myself, okay, where do I see Taylor? I don't see her in the top two. Do I see her in the top three? Perhaps not. Do I see her in the top four? No. Do I see her in the top five? Could be. I think I see her in the top five. I think I see her in the top five. My opinion is I would prefer Sabrina. I would prefer Chapel. I would prefer, honestly, I prefer Charlie XCX. And I would even prefer Cowboy Carter Beyonce. I would prefer all those women before I would prefer to see a Tortured Poets. And I know I'm a Swiftie. You're not supposed to say that, et cetera, et cetera. But my tea is, I don't think the world wants to sit there and watch Taylor win another Album of the Year.
And I don't think they do.
I don't think they do.
And what do we learn from that? Like, Taylor wins Album of the Year again. What's our takeaway? You know, I think our takeaway is going to be Taylor Swift cancellation sooner than you think, because people are going to be so mad about that. I think she's unlikely to win, but because she is such a Grammy darling, I would never count her out. So I was doing my odds, like my predictions of who has the most likely chance of winning. I have Beyonce at number one. I have Billie Eilish at number two. And I have Taylor at number three, just because she's a heavy hitter and she can pick up votes when there's a pop split in a category. So I think that she does have a chance. Sadly, I would love, my preference would be for Chapel to win. That's what I want to happen. But I think that the pop splitting is really serious. It's a really big problem this year. And we have to look at who's picking up the most votes from other genres. Beyonce hopefully will pick up a lot. Billie also kind of gets some alternative cred with what she does. Taylor could take the country vote because there's no country music artist nominated this year. So when you leave the rest for Chapel, Sabrina, and Charlie, it's like, I think Chapel has the best chance out of those three, but I don't think that any of them have a strong chance at getting it, which is unfortunate.
Well, I'll tell you who has the strongest chance, and lest we forget, his name is Andre 3000. When the pop splitting happens, oh, girls, Andre, take it away. And I would clap. It's the best case scenario. And I keep saying music. This. Mm-hmm. Best case scenario. Andre, take it away. Thank God, because we needed somebody to get us out of this one.
Is John Batiste up this year or no?
No,
he's not.
It's Jacob Collier.
Right. To me, I'm like, all of these people that I don't know are the same. They are all the same. So I would say the resounding consensus from our community was Tay negativity. Tay negativity.
What do you want me to say?
And it was the kind of Tay negativity that when I listened to it over and over again, it pushed me into a space of Torture Pose deserves album of the year.
I was like, you know what? You guys are so negative that you skewed us positive. I'm ready to hear this. No, I'm ready.
I thought this was the Taylor Nation.
No, it's not. And we've been over this before. That's toppled long ago. The regime is over. Taylor Nation is a corporate shill. There is no camaraderie. It's over. Mm-hmm.
It's over for everyone. Well, let's just get into maybe a hot take.
Hi, Zach and Madeline. It's Jack here. I love your podcast so much. I listen every time I'm off work. It's so awesome. I've given Tortured Poets so many chances, and yet I'm still a hater. I was up on release night listening to the entire Tortured Poets album, and I was really disappointed upon first listen because it feels like a boring version of Midnights to me, and Midnights is an album that I really like. But it just feels like all the songs blend together besides, like, Down Bad and The Bolter and a few others, which have grown on me since my initial listen. I will give it that. The album just feels very stagnant when compared to her other discography and her albums that have won for Album of the Year. Tortured Poets winning Album of the Year just feels really undeserved because this album is long without being exciting, and it also feels like rewarding Taylor simply for releasing and having high overall streams for the album, while the other girls have actually had culturally relevant songs and hits since their albums have released, and they've worked really hard for their albums to have a moment when Taylor's basically done nothing. So I'm praying for another Taylor album with the bangers, please. I swear I love most of her albums. I'm really not a hater for many of the other things that you've done, but just this one didn't hit for me. So you asked for the tomatoes, so there you go. Anyways, let me know what you think. Bye.
Did we ask for the tomatoes?
We said do your worst. To be fair.
Okay.
To be fair.
Okay, period. And
but I will
say
this caller is feeble-minded. There's a feeble mind at play here. I'm looking for an album with bangers. Tortured Poets is like Midnight's.
We're talking to is a Midnight's fan, is a Midnight stan. And that's your own journey.
Boring.
He's on his own journey. I don't know where his road goes. I would not get on that road. I'm going in the opposite direction. I know I'm going in the opposite direction. I know that much. I've never felt that, never experienced that. I can't get on that level of wanting another Midnight's.
Nope.
That's not me. That's all I have to say about that.
Full of bangers as well is such an interesting thing to request from Taylor at this point. And it's like, I understand you want an upbeat moment, but I truly think, and this might be my hot take, if you don't like Tortured Poets Department, you're not getting it. Like, and by it, I mean not just Tortured Poets, I mean the Taylor Swift project, because it is the ultimate Taylor Swift album in all of its like negative and positive aspects. It's like, if you can't see the merit in it, I worry for your mind.
It's really scary. No, it's frightening to me. When I'm surrounded by these people who have like gone to the Eras Tour like 20,000 times and they're saying, I want another Midnight's. What?
Silence.
Who are you talking to? Because you're never going to get it. Does that sound like something you want?
Well, it does to them.
You're never going to get it.
Well, also this idea that Taylor has done nothing for this album, that's a separate issue. But what do you mean doing nothing? She's been doing everything for multiple years. The reason why Tortured Poets was the monster on the hill is that it's a cumulative feat. It's something that she has worked for tirelessly for years. And doing nothing, adding an entire new set onto the tour, like a month after it came out?
Have you ever heard of that?
Creating the album at all while on the Eras Tour, releasing it in the middle, announcing it at the Grammys. What do you mean she's done nothing?
And I took that personally. Mm-hmm. And I've taken it very personally.
I didn't. You're lucky I don't have your name. I'd be canceling your Patreon subscription. Count your days.
Consequences. Yep.
Count your days. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I understand. It's like you made one or two good points, but unfortunately,
it's tomatoes for you.
It's tomatoes for you, not for Taylor, for you. Let's actually, there's a point in that that builds into something that someone else said that I think is interesting.
Hi, Snakes. So, longtime listener here. It's Lila. I'm so excited to see you guys perform live in Boston. I already have my tickets. So, see you guys in May. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I don't think Torture Poets deserves Album of the Year. Because one, I mean, she won last year. Like, not to say I would be mad if she won again, but also, to be honest, I think that Tortured Poets has little to no cultural significance. I feel like it had a lot of hype just because she released it, not due to the actual artistry behind it. I like some individual songs, but I don't think it's very cohesive as an album. And to be honest, I think an effort such as Brat or Eternal Sunshine should have gotten it, but it wasn't even nominated. So, yeah, that's my take. Bye.
You're pissing me off.
I love the very mellow, sort of calm, direct, very matter-of-fact way that that was delivered. She said, this is how it is, and take it or fucking leave it. I'm going to leave it.
I'm leaving it.
Personally, I'm leaving it.
Leaving it.
I think that, and we, you and I have had this conversation before. I can't remember if it was in a public episode or behind the paywall, but we've talked about this idea of the quote-unquote cultural relevance of Tortured Poets Department. And I find it so interesting. And I think this specific year is a big one because we're talking about Short and Sweet by Sabrina Carpenter, which was huge and had a lot of hits. People think that means culturally relevant or more culturally impactful. Whether they're right or wrong is another conversation. But then we also had Brat, which was Brad Summer, and that was such a huge deal. Then we had Cowboy Carter. And it's hard to argue, like, sure, those albums kind of moved the needle in some way, shape, or form. But I think that Tortured Poets just not being culturally relevant is kind of ridiculosity. People say, well, if you didn't count the sales, and it's like, okay, but what does it mean when Taylor sold 20 million albums?
What does that
mean to you personally? 20 million albums, and that's 18 million albums more than the next highest selling person of the year. What does that mean to you? That means it's completely culturally irrelevant. That's not what I personally feel. I don't feel that.
Well, it's funny to me that sales and numbers and data don't matter when it comes to talking about Taylor Swift dominating everyone, but they do matter when it comes to, oh, well, Billie would have gotten a number one if Taylor didn't block her. Or when it comes to, well, Billie's song is most streamed song of the year and Taylor doesn't have a hit. You see how the numbers become weapons? Numbers don't lie. Okay, numbers don't lie. And to say that Tortured Poets has no cultural relevance is so stupid because it's just not true. Top selling album of the year ranked by Billboard. When you look at the year end sales data, Taylor is smoking everyone. Three of her albums were in the top 10 albums of the entire year that didn't even come out this year. Like, hello, I don't understand how you can say it's not relevant. And people will also be like, well, she's relevant. It's not that Tortured Poets is relevant. But you wouldn't be saying all of this if the Tortured Poets department wasn't out. And when your fave is coming out with a new album, bar Beyonce, because she came out first, what are you talking about? You're talking about Tortured Poets department nonstop. It has been the most talked about album from a Tay negativity perspective all year long. So even if you want to make the album that it's not culturally relevant, you can't because you can't shut up about it.
I know, that's the thing. She's on everybody's minds 24/7. Tortured Poets Department, the typewriter was left inside your head, ladies and gentlemen. It is inside your head as we speak. Tick, 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 tick.
You're sat there.
And you're sat there hearing it all day long.
And your math. And you know, the specific comparison that I think is really silly is Charlie Brat had so much impact and Taylor Swift was nothing at all. When you look at the numbers, you dig into those year-end numbers of how many people were streaming and listening to Brat, which is, at the end of the day, what we're talking about. We're not talking about viral TikToks. We're talking about how did people interact with this album? How did they listen to it? How is it going to age? All those indicators are more felt by listening data. Charlie, not present. present.
The pause.
But not present in the way that you want to say. I would even take a Billie Eilish argument over that, because Brat, right, specifically, the numbers, girl, they're not matching what you guys keep saying about it. I think the echo chambers have made people think that, like, their everything is the world's everything. And, you know, there really is only one world's everything. It's Taylor Swift. I hate to tell you. Like, mothers, daughters, sisters, nurses, doctors. You think it's strangers or random people buying these albums? No, it's your neighbor. It's your school bus driver.
It's your school bus driver. They surround you. I don't think the angels are surrounding you.
You are not walking into a Costco in Tuscaloosa and seeing an angel. You're not. You are seeing a Swiftie.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what to tell you about that. And so that, we just dismantled your argument in 10 minutes or less. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Glad that we had that conversation.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Why don't we go to something that is more Tay positivity? I need some Tay positivity.
Yeah. Poets Department is hands down the album of the year. I am here to hand heart. That shit is magic. I'll be thinking about this album my entire life. I'll be revisiting it over and over again. It should win album of the year without a doubt, but I don't think it will, and I don't want it to personally. I think people see album of the year as sometimes like a collection of songs, and if enough of them are big, then that's an album of the year. But I think instead it needs to be more of a holistic experience, and that is 100% TTPD of all the albums that are up right now. I cannot think of another artist living today who can make a 31-song album that's that multifaceted and nuanced and has discussions on fame and love and your personal self-concept while also making it vibey and amazing to listen to. Like, I consistently listen to all 31 songs. I can't say that about any other album. However, I agree that Midnight's winning last year killed its chances of winning, because this album just, TTP just hasn't clicked for enough people. And in the, like, cultural zeitgeist, I think it holds a similar place for Midnight's, even though those albums, I feel like, are so different from each other. They just happen to both tie into, like, fame and being really meta. And also, I think the pendulum swing will be way too hard if Taylor Swift wins. And people will be fucking annoying and horrible about it. Which, I'll go to bat for Taylor, but I'd rather gush. And so, for that selfish reason, I don't want it to win.
And I think we've been needing this. We really needed somebody to come in. She came in hard. She came in hot. She said, torture poets. Absolutely, 100% should win. What I really liked about it is when she said, it won't, and I don't even really want it to. I was like, okay.
But it should.
It should. And that's kind of how I feel about it, too. It's same. Like, yeah, it's like, no, I would prefer one of the other girls to win. But there's like, it's kind of like the politics. You know what I mean? Like, being the politics of the thing, the politics of the award show. Because of the politics, I don't think she's going to win, because she won last year. And again, people just don't want to see it. And I think that the Grammy voters have that in mind. I think, honestly, and I say this on the Lizard Review, which you can listen to on Spotify or on the lizardreview.substack.com. I say that Chaperina sweep, more likely than you think. Watch Sabrina win Album of the Year, because
that ain't
nobody happening. Wanted to vote for Taylor. Well, watch. Watch. I personally, let's circle back just briefly. I think that your top three is like opposite of what my top three, like in terms of predictions, is, which is funny.
Interesting.
It's really interesting. It'll be really, I'm always wrong. So
everybody's always wrong. It's always something that people gag about or get upset about. But I think no one's looking forward to the reaction and the response this year, which is why many, you know, normal Swifties are saying album of the year, but for us, not for anyone else. And we don't care. And I agree. I really do think so. And I think that TTPD deserved over Midnight's. That's for damn sure. Especially because if Midnight's was being given to her as her legacy award, it's like it would be more fitting for it to happen now with Tortured Poets, because it's a better album and because the Eras Tour has just ended, and like it has been such a successful album too. Like, it really would deserve its moment in the sun. But I think, I mean, even Taylor herself was gagged when she won for Midnight. She was like, "This isn't real." She was like, "You're,
yeah, you guys are taking the piss on this one." And I'll if take
she
it.
Thought she had a chance, she would have saved her little speech yeah. about torture poets for the big award. But she had nothing to say. She got up there and was like, "Taylana."
Lana, get up here. That's what she said. In a moment of panic, Lana, get up here. I supported it.
A critique that I see a lot is that some people are saying it's boring. That's the number one thing. Table Stiff is her new name that people love to say about her. Table Stiff.
And again, and that's enough. That's enough now.
Enough.
Enough.
I have it muted in my TikTok comments. If you comment it, you're getting straight to the spam filter. Sorry. But Table Stiff's torture pose department is often called by Billy fans, angels. I never see the Beehive acting like this. I never see the Beehive critiquing Taylor. I never see them doing this.
Class.
They understand we have a peace treaty between those two nations.
We do.
And we have trade agreements. There are no tariffs on exports or imports.
No.
Free trade.
No. It's free trade. It's
between
open Beehive, communication.
Beehive and Taylor Nation.
Thank you. Boop, 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 it's been many years. Listen, we worked for that. We worked hard.
It wasn't always like that. So I think that when they say it's boring, I'm like, quickly tell me what this album is about. Because this girlie that called in made a good point. When she was rattling off the topics that are discussed on Tortured Poets, it's like, there's stuff that she's never spoken about on this record before. Mm-hmm. So did you listen to it? You said it's boring, but really, I think you're just illiterate.
And I think illiteracy is a real problem in this country right now.
Oh, it is.
I think it's a real problem in the United States of America.
Don't get me wrong. It is easier to say I'm so Julia than it is to say I keep these longings locked in lowercase inside the vault. One rolls off the tongue.
Well, we can't deny that. I'm everywhere. I'm so Julia.
And it's true. And I also am there.
I would never deny that.
No, I would never take that away from you.
Second, deny that. Mm-mm. But.
He sent me downtown lights. Period.
And that's on period. Explain that. Define the downtown lights quickly. I'm
Give
waiting.
Me a sentence. So it's like, if your definition of album of the year is it has to be a good album, I know you haven't listened to Tortured Poets if you're saying that it doesn't deserve on that basis.
Yes, and I agree. And that's
Tay positivity.
We've been needing it. It was getting pretty dark there for a second.
Well, let's get back to the darkness.
Okay.
Hey, Snakes. It's Joe. Love the pod. My case against Tortured Poets winning Album of the Year this year is that I can't explain why it's good to anyone who isn't a Swiftie. And I understand that she did an amazing job at making an album for us, but I think that for something to be Album of the Year, it needs to appeal to the greater public. Like, I've had so many times trying to talk to my friends who are like, oh, I like Taylor, but I didn't like this past album. And I'm like, how the hell do you think Midnight's was better? But then I try to get into it, and the things that I'm saying make no sense to them because they're not Swifties. Anyway, that's my thoughts. Love the pod. Bye.
I think it's really interesting, if I may. I think it's really, really interesting that people think that everybody has to like it and agree, and everybody has to get it in order for it to win Album of the Year. That's not true. It wasn't true when Beck won. It was not true when Beck won. It wasn't true when Random Access Memories won. Not everybody was bumping that. I hate to tell you this. Not everybody got it. I didn't as a Swiftie. I said, are you kidding me?
Oh, I didn't
But
get
that's
it.
Not the point.
I wasn't
that's
getting it.
That's literally not the point. The point isn't everybody got it. That's not the point. The point is these people who consider themselves like in some way, shape, or form like elite and who think that they have better taste in music than the general population are voting on this. So everybody got it. Actually, it's probably like a point against it in terms of winning a Grammy.
That's in a really my good opinion. Point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody got it means that, and this is where I think Sabrina is going to struggle compared to Chapel, because I think that those two outside of the big three have the best chance. And I think Chapel ekes out over Sabrina because Chapel has the hits and the fun, but she also has a very compelling narrative attached to the album. The underdog, the rise and fall. Also, it's a queer woman singing a story about queer women that went huge and viral all over the world. And then you have that Mi Espresso. And I'm not saying that Mi Espresso is not equivalent to Good Luck, Babe. I think that they are both excellent songs in their own ways. But I know that the Academy is full of pretentious people. And what are they going to be more likely to throw their weight behind if they're picking between those two girls? Because I think when you look in the category, you can kind of see who's going to be compared to each other. And I think Sabrina and Chapel are in similar positions. They're also both up for Best New Artist. So they're going to be compared. And I think that Chapel ekes it slightly out there. But I think, I mean, Taylor's narrative is that it was, bar none, the most popular album of the year. So when you say that nobody gets it, I'm like, but then who is buying it? Who is streaming it and buying it? It's your act. People act as if this song, this album is like 143, like it's flopping and nobody's listening to it. This isn't true. This isn't based in reality. And also the sample size of my friends don't get it is not a good one. I have plenty of friends that really are Tay agnostic, and Down Bad clicked for them like you wouldn't believe. Fortnite has clicked with people like you wouldn't believe. Didn't click with me, the Swiftie, but has clicked with many of the people.
Yeah. No, the locals really, really like Fortnite. I think Mason likes Fortnite, but I turn it off every time it comes on, unfortunately for him. That's the only Tortured Poet song I will not stream.
Wow,
I will not let it play. It makes me mad. I'm mad. Post Malone has quickly become like one of my public enemies, and it's like on site, Tom and Jerry. I hate that man. Let's not get into this because this is getting off topic.
Thank You, Amy, play over Fortnite.
It doesn't come on the radio.
Spray tent, it's not a statue.
Single. It doesn't come on. Yeah,
so it's like when you're spinning TTPD at home, you will skip Fortnite and play Thank
You,
Amy.
Well, I'm not listening to it then either.
But she's gone.
We listen to XM in the car. Mason has XM in his car, and it comes on all the time. And I say, absolutely not. No, 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 no.
Change
I
that
was
channel.
Supposed to be, and that's how far she gets. Poop. Thank you. Come again. I shouldn't have it said this. Can I say this really quick, just because I know this is going out to the masses? I shouldn't have said what I said about Post Malone. I take it back. Do I really feel that way? Yes, but I don't want to discuss it with anybody. So I apologize for saying that. I apologize.
I said it. I stand by it, but don't hold it against me, basically.
Yes. Well, exactly.
I kind of get what you're saying, but yeah, I think the sample size of this is the same logic that belies the it's Brat was everywhere. Brat was culturally relevant. It's like, yes, to you and your people, which is not no one, but it's not everyone,
right? And that's kind of the thing. This is kind of like a general problem. Everybody thinks that what's going on inside their personal algorithm, and I'm talking like metaphorically, their algorithm in real life too, like their algorithm at all times. What's going on in my algorithm is the only thing that's going on. Not true. Explain to me why Morgan Wallen had one of the best-selling albums of the year, but nobody I know or interact with, even online, nobody I know online in real life listens to that album.
I couldn't give you a song. I still have not heard Shibusi's bar song in full. Like, that just hasn't crossed paths with me. Well, I'm in Singapore. They're not really turning it up here. It's not a culturally relevant thing.
It's very
so, like,
American.
I'm not hearing that.
It's very American.
But everybody heard Espresso. I know that.
And that's that Mi Espresso. It was
the whole
worldwide.
World heard Espresso. They did.
Dunkin' Donuts. When you get signed with Dunkin' Donuts... It's you're good for life, my friend. Congratulations to Sabrina.
Period. Let's move into another one. I mean, I have to say it's mostly Tay negativity. I hate to report.
Hi, Zach. Hi, Madeline. First time caller, new to the Patreon, and long time fan. But anyways, I think Tortured Poets Department should not win Album of the Year because I feel like there's just too many misses on the album to be an Album of the Year. Like for 1989, there was like maybe like one or two misses, and like Fearless, maybe like a couple misses, not gonna lie. But Folklore, no misses. And I feel like Tortured Poets Department just has too much misses on it, like Florida, Thank You, Amy, The Alchemy, and just like, if she trimmed the fat a little bit, I would have been happy with it winning. But that's my reasoning for Tortured Poets Department not winning. And who I think should win is The Great Impersonator by Halsey, because it's an amazing album, and I just love the aesthetic of it and the whole vibe of the 90s stuff. But thank you. I hope my video gets picked.
Well, the standard version.
The crinkling of the bag of potato chips.
Whatever was going on.
I like that a lot.
I think that, you know, it's only the standard version that's nominated. So the misses that you've listed, my diva. Well, actually, two of the misses that you listed, misses, are on the standard edition. The Alchemy of Miss, I'm silent.
That's not my reality. And I don't crinkle away. You can crinkle all you like, but you're not going to convince me that the Alchemy is a skip. A miss? Like, you think the Alchemy is so bad, it makes it like unmeritable. The whole album is unmeritable. It's unawardable because she said touchdown, call the amateurs and cut from the team. I find that interesting.
Why shouldn't she say that?
And I support it. When she says it, I clap and I cheer and I get up out of my seat.
What if it should be awarded because she said that? What if I told you I'm back? Hello?
The hospital was a freaking drag.
You have to have it on the record. It connects to Fresh Out the Slant. Like, come on, girls. We need it. It's an essential part of the narrative. Florida, I'm getting behind you with that. But I also, Florida is growing on me, if I have to be honest and speak my truth.
Well, it's one hell of a drug.
It is.
What do you want me to do about it?
It has been so.
It's not growing on me yet. I have to be, but maybe this summer, maybe I'll let it click. You know, maybe I'll let her in a little bit. We'll see.
The misses, I have to say, is like a stupid barometer to measure whether an album of the year deserves or not, because it's completely subjective. To me, I mean, there are a few misses on Rise and Fall.
Well, I'm say that. Streaming Coffee. Oh, let's talk about that.
I'm
oh,
not
that's
streaming
a really
Picture
good point.
You.
No, bring it up. Bring it up.
I'm
I think
not
we should
streaming
have that
Guilty Pleasure.
Well, I think there's Mrs. on Brat. Not streaming. I think we should say that. There's Mrs. on Brat.
Short and sweet. We also have Mrs.
What
apparent
what
there.
What of the nominees are front to back, you don't skip anything? I don't have one. Of these that are in front of us, I don't have one. Well, I have my own personal
Hit Me Hard and Soft is one
back.
Entire miss for me, so it's still there. And it might
but
win.
You'll notice that the front to backs are not present. They're not what we're talking about. So next question. I don't know.
Does a front-to-back album really exist? I mean, it's a higher bar to clear than you think.
It's a way higher bar to clear than you think. And I think it's different for everybody. So there you go.
Let's move into someone wanted to talk about Chapel, and I think that we should take that opportunity.
Okay. Speaking as a tortured poetologist who listened to the Tortured Poets Department for 5 of the 6 months of my deployment to Kuwait, and all of my coworkers can attest to that. Despite loving that album, truly, truly being a TPD fan, stan, whatever you want to call it, Gen Z, despite that, oh my gosh, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, that album is life-changing, like life-changing. Compare that album to Taylor Swift's debut, to Sour, to any of Sabrina Carpenter's like first few albums, like anybody's debut album. Like you simply cannot compare it. Like the fact that that's her first pop moment, like that, it blows my mind. It blows my mind. I, despite being a TPD stan, I vote Chapel Roan, period, end of story. But if it does not win, if Chapel doesn't win, Beyonce better win. That's all I have to say. It's time. Like, okay, I did enjoy Cowboy Carter. Is that her, like, greatest work of all time? I'm unsure. All I know is that, like, politically, it's time. Beyonce deserves an actual large win. She deserves album of the year. Like, is this the album of the year that she, like, truly deserves? I don't know, but she does deserve one. So my vote goes, I vote either it's Chapel, it's Beyonce, last but not least, maybe Taylor. That's my truth.
Support. I said, again, on my episode on the Liz Review, which you can stream on Spotify or at thelizreview.substack.com, I feel I said that I think I'm the most passionate. If you ask me, like, what would you be the happiest if it won? Probably Rise and Fall. I agree. And you know, something else that I think is worth mentioning, Chapel has something that I think the other big girls barring Beyonce, but like the other big girls, Charlie, Taylor, Sabrina, Chapel has something which is like raw, impressive talent vocally that I think the Grammys really are interested in that. They're really interested in that raw vocal talent. It's why they have awarded Adele. You know, like Adele's an impressive vocalist, and they're like, whoa, you listen to the albums, and it's like, Okay. But like the vocals are impressive. So I think that Chapo kind of has that, not above Beyonce, to be clear. I'm not saying that, but I think she has it over Charlie, the auto-tune queen. I think she has it over Sabrina, who has a beautiful voice, but it doesn't have like the that Chapo has. And then, of course, Taylor, who is a
Celine Dion's
first.
Cousin.
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly. So I think Chapo does have that.
I agree. And also, Chapel's chances, I think, are more than we think because she, on her record, she worked with a nominee for Songwriter of the Year, Amy Allen, who also worked on Short and Sweet. But Chapel also worked with a nominee for Producer of the Year, who is very much the front runner for that award, Dan Nigro. Mm-hmm. So you see how there are,
keep in mind,
this is an industry award. It's industry insiders voting for each other. So I think also, I would imagine as a Grammy voter, Chapel's story is really resonant and inspiring. Like she got dropped and she dealt with all the label bullshit and she had to navigate all of that by herself, self-releasing, independently financing for a period of time before she got back to being distributed by a major label. I think that story is going to land with Grammy voters really well. And I think, you know, all the songwriters, all the producers, not the big ones like Dan Nigro and Amy Allen. Amy Allen, who, by the way, is protesting not attending the Spotify Songwriters of the Year party because they've like dramatically slashed their royalties. I think that Chapel has a good chance because of all these like industry things that go on behind the scenes. She also only submitted 6 things for consideration and got nominated for all 6 of those things.
And I think we should talk about it. I'm telling you, Chap Brina Sweep, more likely than you think. Chap Brina. You heard it here.
I think it's funny that this is yet another miss of a year for Song of the Year for Taylor. That kills me. She just can't do it. She had it in the bag.
That 1 year with All Too Well 10, and then Bonnie Raitt came out of nowhere.
So bad. She was done so bad that year.
And if she didn't win it for All Too Well 10, girls, unless something crazy happens.
All Too Well 20.
It ain't happening. All Too Well 20. Let's give it up for the potentiality of something akin to I Did Something Bad 10. I think we could see the harvest.
We need that. And that might scare the Grammy voters into giving her the award, which she deserves. But I think Chapel definitely 100% has a strong narrative. And the Grammys do love a story. But did you know that if you win Best New Artist, only ever in history have there been 2 people that won Best New Artist and Album of the Year? Apparently, it's pretty rare for a debut album to win Album of the Year.
Well, this is why I'm saying Chap Brina. Sabrina wins Best New Artist. Chapel wins Album of the Year. Listen, I've planted the seeds and I will see the harvest. Also, we can't forget about Billie Eilish, who I think will come in clutch at some point. I don't know when.
I think Birds of a Feather is going to win something, I'm pretty sure. Like, it's going to win Song and Record. Even though I think Song and Record should go to Good Luck Babe and Espresso, respectively.
And that's period.
Espresso Song of the Century. Song of the Year is really not big enough.
Espresso Record of the Millennium. Mm-hmm. And if anybody says otherwise, they're wrong. Pass
Espresso
that to
actually
your mother.
Is Album of the Year.
Espresso is the Album of the
Year. It's a 2.5-minute album, and it's front to back.
Front to back, every time. I'm working late.
Because I'm a what? Exactly, period. Okay, let's move into another question.
I think Torture Poet should win my Album of the Year, but that's only because I'm a fan of Taylor. I'm not going to say as a Swiftie, I think blah, 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 X album should win. I'm not like that, but I think Midnights is better and deserve the win. So if Torture Poets wins, I'm going to be happy, but I'm also going to think that they're just giving it to her at this point.
It's crazy to me.
First of all,
that would make you think that they're giving it to her at this point. That Midnights winning already didn't click that thought into your brain.
I think Torture Poet.
Cheryl's cousin.
Cousin. That's what I was thinking the whole time. Listen, I respect you 100%, and what you're saying, I get it, but I don't support it, and I'm not gonna cheer for it. Will I cheer for the accent? Absolutely. I will cheer for that all day long, but I'm not gonna clap for what you said because I didn't agree with it.
You know what I've been hearing a lot of, actually, and this is crazy to me, earnest defense from Swifties that Midnights still deserved Album of the Year. Like, they are really convinced that it was, like, the greatest album ever created. It deserved Album of the Year with all the other nominees. And it's like, even now that she won it, you can't just say maybe it wasn't her most immediately awardable album.
Hmm? No, they won't say that. No, they're out there. I know who you're talking about. I know these people. They're out there. Some of them are interacting with us on a daily basis, Zach. Mm-hmm. And you know who we're talking about. And you know exactly who we're talking about. But nonetheless, I'm not, you know, when I say Midnights doesn't deserve, I'm coming from a specific place. And the place I'm coming from is SZA Nation.
I was about to
That's
say
where it's a place I'm of SZA. Coming from. The nation of the proud and noble nation of SZA. SOS mm-hmm. deserved, I will say that until I'm dead. And that's where I'm coming from.
And I'm coming from an Olivia Lana perspective. I'm saying Guts and I'm saying Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard would have been amazing selections for Album of the Year. And I don't think that Midnight's deserved. But you know what? I think there also is an element of age to this too. And like when you joined the stand-up, because I don't see veteran Swifties going to the mat to say that Midnight's deserved Album of the Year. I just don't see that.
Oh, they're not doing it. They're not doing it.
We know that's not worth doing.
Yeah. We're not doing that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And moving on very swiftly.
Hi, parents. No, it's not Sultan. It's Gianna. So here's my case for the Tortured Poets Department winning Album of the Year. I just want to watch the world burn. I want to watch people get mad and angry and crying out, boo-hoo, Taylor Swift wins everything. In the words of Ariana Grande, yes, and I just want to watch them be mad and throw their hissy fits that Taylor just keeps winning. And I'm sorry that your fave can't produce a catalog like that. Cry and be jealous. Well, yes.
Say that.
Some men just want to watch the world burn. Some men just want to watch the world burn. And what's wrong with that? Now, there is a case to be made. There is something really gratifying, I have to admit it, about Tay Blessings. And
Tay Blessings. I love all the things you can do with Tay. Tay positivity, Tay negativity, Tay Blessings, Tay voodoo. Like, yep. You can do anything.
It goes
with
on
Tay.
And on and on. Mm-hmm. When the Tay Blessings strike in a negative way against the haters, that's when I have to cheer. It is, in a sense, the Tay Blessings are Tay voodoo. It's mm-hmm. Tay Blessings are Tay voodoo against the haters, mm-hmm. against the Tay triers, if you will. Mm-hmm.
And we are the Tay warriors.
And we are the Tay warriors. So what do you want me to do? I understand the perspective of, like, I just kind of want her to win to stunt on these hoes. And I love it when Taylor stunts. And honestly, I think, can I say this? In 5, 10, 15, 20 years, we're going to be looking back on Tortured Poets Department, we as a nation and as a world. As a planet, we're going to look back on Tortured Poets and we're going to say she was ahead of her time. She was.
I just said that in a TikTok the other day. I was doing my like unpopular opinions before TikTok gets shut down. And I was like, Tortured Poets is actually really good. One of her best. And it will get reappraised in about 3 to 5 mm-hmm. years when this moment of Tay negativity passes. Because look at what happened to Reputation. Reputation met a very similar reception to yep. what Tortured Poets got, and it has been totally reappraised in hindsight. A lot of reviewers, and not just by fans, a lot of reviewers and stuff will point to Reputation as like a very seminal body of work for Taylor. And I think also once we get whatever comes after Tortured Poets, it will start to click for everyone.
Well, it's the same thing that happened with Red, in my opinion. I think Red, mm-hmm. lest we forget, they're trying to rewrite history, but we know the truth.
They're trying.
We know the truth. Red they was can't. Not, they weren't clapping. I'm not saying that they hated it, but they were not clapping the way that we would clap about Red today. I remember when Red TV was coming out, the massive amounts of positivity that was coming out of reviewers and like the way that they were
shocked.
Speaking about it, even in hindsight, I was like, oh, because that's not what you said last time. You
well,
weren't saying this is the quintessential seminal heartbreak record. You didn't say that.
They caught on a little bit more quickly to All Too Well, best song ever created, but mm-hmm. that did not automatically entail Red best Taylor Swift album. I think even Taylor herself was surprised at the switch up on Red when TV came out. And she kept saying that over and over in interviews as well. She was like, the circumstances of my life are just so different now from when it first came out. It's really interesting to see it in hindsight and see yeah. like, the people's response to it now that I can feel happy about having it come out into this world again. And she also, it was a skin that she wore so briefly that she shed really fast to do 1989 that I think it took a while for people to be like, huh, that was really the bridge between everything. That was a really important moment for her. And I can't wait to see what comes after Torture Poets and what comes after that so that we can say Torture Poets, Red 2.0. And in many ways, as we've said before, Red and Torture Poets are very linked thematically and like just in the way that they're constructed, the emotion behind it, the fact that it's in different areas.
Yeah, and it surprises me, the amount of Red stands who aren't standing Torture Poets, they will realize.
It doesn't make sense to you, but really it should be.
I have planted the seeds and I will see the harvest.
Period.
And that's period. Period.
Well, let's do one more before we turn in for this episode and go behind the paywall.
Hi, Zach and Madeline. Personally, I don't think Taylor should win Album of the Year for Torture Poets Department because we know that every time she doesn't win it, she takes on the feedback and uses it to make a quote better album, doesn't necessarily succeed at that. But we know she's very good at taking on feedback. And I think, you know, I don't like the fact that Tortured Poets Department is too long. I don't like how Taylor is putting out just so many songs, and I find the album to be a bit of a slog to get through, and I think she needs to take on the feedback that people won't just eat up everything she puts out. She needs to edit and whittle down her albums a bit more. So that is personally what I'd like to see for her next project. So that's why I don't want her to win. Sorry if that's harsh. I do love her. Yeah.
I love how she said, like, bar none, one of the least harsh things in the episode. And she's like, sorry if that was mean. It's like, oh, no.
You don't know the company you're in.
You don't even know. But I do think it's interesting that you said that, well, people aren't just going to, like, you know, eat up whatever you do. And it's like, well.
Yeah, well, they will. This is the thing.
What they dared.
They will. And that's not stopping.
20 million. They ate it up.
She's not going to, that lesson is not something that she will be learning anytime soon. Also, she's in her hyper productivity era. And I think let's keep in mind also that she's only ever lost Album of the Year once. It was when Red was nominated because Lover, Reputation, not nominated. Actually, no, Evermore also she lost, but like that was not a year that I think that she shouldn't even attend. She wasn't expecting to win. So she didn't like learn something from losing for Evermore and take it away. I think, you know, I don't want her to learn that she needs to edit more. And I've done a complete 180 on this because at first I was like, please, please edit. But I was just overwhelmed and I just needed to sit for a minute and go with it. And it's like, yes, she does need a little bit more editing. But by that, I mean, there are maybe like 3 songs that need to go. I'm still saying 27 songs. Yes, please. Thank you. I'm glad to have them. I'm not saying let's cut it down to 10 songs. No, there's more to be mined there. And if there's more, if there's more good stuff, why would you withhold it just for the purpose or the sake of it being shorter so people think that you edited it more?
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that. I mean, I think that there is a case to be made. I think it depends on what kind of record we're talking about. Obviously, if she wants to make 1989 a 1989-esque record, I think keeping it within, you know, maybe like 12 on the main, 16 if you add in the deluxe. But I really think, I mean, with Midnights, she really was stretching that out. It was like a pizza mozzarella. It just wouldn't
end.
That
was too much.
And then with Torture Poets, she took the note from Midnights, like they loved it. So now I will even do something crazier. But I'm not anticipating a double album for the next album. However, Mama's gotten used to a little bit of buffet style. So I'm looking for at least 16 tracks. And I think that's where she's comfortable. I mean, her last how many records? She hasn't really done a short record since Reputation. And even that was, what was it, 15 tracks, 14 tracks?
Yeah.
So I don't think, I'm not interested in a 12-track album from Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we're not getting a 10-track album. And people keep saying that 10-track, and it's not true that automatically if you have 10 tracks, they're all good songs. If anything, you run the risk of, if there's only 3 good songs out of the 10, that makes the whole album look bad.
And many such cases. And many such cases
in this category itself, if you can even belief.
It's interesting to me when people, it's like, I understand what they're saying. Like, maybe let's do some conciseness. Maybe let's like pull the bloat back and like make a really tight, like sonically cohesive record. I see the vision. I know what you're talking about, but it has to be the right record. It really it has to be 1989. And I don't know, girls, not everything can be 1989. Only 1989 can be 1989. And I don't know if
it's going to be an authentic desire to the work, because I think also the project speaks to what it wants to be. Like, I'm sure when Taylor's creating, she's getting an idea in her head of like how this needs to shape out and when it's done. And I'm really for her deciding on her own without trying to consider editing and like making a better record so that it's more critically reviewed. I am happier for her to be in touch with her idea and her sense of when it's over, when it's finished, when it's done. I would rather that than a really intentional, like maybe even stopping a creative process just to achieve some like futile goal.
I do also think that Taylor is in a place now with like how she is in, he's distracting me so much. I'm so sorry.
I can hear him.
I think Taylor is in a place where she doesn't have to just like cater to like what the critics say, what she would get awarded for. I think she's in a place, and Torture Poets is really indicative of this, of like, I can do whatever the fuck I want, and I will. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And I think I kind of prefer that, because I think you get, you know, if you think about something that she said, I think it wasn't in Miss Americana, but it was about Lover, where she was like, okay, this is going to be track 5, and then this is going to be the, you know, hit. This is going to be the first single. And it's like thinking about an album like that, I think, is why Lover exists and like isn't one of her best. And Torture Poets is what it is because she completely didn't think about that at all. There's not a hit on it.
That's interesting. They're like completely opposite in that sense. Torture Poets was like, fuck it, I'm making what I want to make. And however that shapes out is, you know, between me and God, because I know everybody's going to love it regardless. And Lover was like, I really need to prove that I can still make a 1989. And it backfired.
Yeah. And well.
So I don't want to backfire. You know, I want to hit.
If I may speak, I think that if we whittled it down, I think there could be a 1989 too inside Lover.
Oh, there
I really
is.
Think if we got out the
chisel.
Oh,
I've done that before. It's there.
It's there. She's
it's there.
There.
If you want to see there. It, Summer alone qualifies it to be a 1989 part 2.
Oh, yeah.
It's because there. If I can speak my truth, Cruel Summer is better than every song on 1989.
Now he's saying something scary. Mm-hmm. And I've never thought about that. And I'm going to let you say it. And I'm not going to respond because I don't know what my response is.
I'm saying Cruel Summer may be greatest song on Taylor Swift's discography. I'm not afraid to say it.
I think it's definitely up there. I think it's up there.
Certainly the best pop song. If we're just going from pop songs, it's between that and Style for me. But yeah, Cruel Summer wins.
I think Style is definitely up there as well. Interesting. Okay. I need to think about that.
Well,
I'll ponder that. Thank you.
And while you ponder that, we will be behind the paywall. So if you want to see more, patreon.com/swiftologist and get tickets, evolutionofsnake.com. Goodbye.